Hello and welcome to Editor's Picks, a special daily podcast brought to you by Nalin Mehta, the managing editor of Money Control. This is a specially curated podcast that brings together the best of the day's exclusives from the stock markets, from the corporate world, and the wider political economy from Money Control's 360-degree coverage. This voice has been generated using AI technology based on a voice clone of Money Control's managing editor, Nalin Mehta. We have two big interviews today at Money Control, Union Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnav on what next after the ban on online gaming and Union Road Transport and Highways Minister Nitin Gadkari on promised economic reforms, issues in the auto sector and Bihar's electoral rolls revision. Ashwini Vaishnav, speaking exclusively to Bodhisattva Ganguly and Ahik Sua, minced no words on the ban in real money games, which he likened to the drug's menace, and pointed out that venture capitalists knowingly took the risks of investing in the sector. Celebrity endorsements, he argued, were the triggers for addiction among youngsters. However, Vaishnav added that the government will support affected workers. The impact of the move is already showing. Top real money gaming companies, Dream Sports, Gamescraft, Mobile Premier League, Zupi, and Nazara-backed Pokerbazi have started suspending games involving money. Rush, a real money gaming platform operated by Kavin Bharti Mittal's Hike, is exiting India to focus on the US and other global markets, reports Vikas SN. Union Minister Nitin Gadkari, speaking exclusively to Shweta Punj, dismissed as completely false the claims that blending 20% ethanol with petrol is corrosive for engines. He blamed the petroleum lobby for spreading disinformation. The minister also told Shweta that Prime Minister Modi's focus continues to be on reforms and performance, adding that he has urged ministers to ensure time-bound decision-making. Gadkari also lashed out at opposition parties for making irresponsible allegations against the Election Commission over the special intensive revision electoral rolls in Bihar. Watch this video for the full interview. On monetary policy, the RBI is unlikely to rush into rate cuts despite GST reforms expected to ease inflationary pressures and spur consumption, Saugat Bhattacharya, an external member of the RBI's MPC, told Manish M. Suvarna in an interview. Nagesh Kumar, another MPC member, said that future policy decisions will be shaped by inflation trends and trade policy outcomes with the US and emphasized the need for India to diversify its export markets and deepen trade ties with other economies. SEBI is, meanwhile, turning up the heat on finfluencers. The markets regulator conducted a search and seizure operation at Avdhut Sate's Karjat Trading Academy, seizing digital devices and trading data for forensic analysis, Brajesh Kumar reports. The raid is part of SEBI's crackdown on finfluencers, with the regulator tightening rules on market educators and social media personalities who promise quick profits. Zoya Springwala traces how Sathe built a sprawling empire of training centers across India before coming in SEBI's crosshairs. With SEBI also planning to impose penalties for intraday position breaches on expiry days, but the big question is if this will meaningfully curb the Jane Street-style manipulation that triggered regulatory scrutiny. Check out N. Mahalakshmi's piece on why she thinks risks still remain. Walmart's India investments in quick commerce for Flipkart and Myntra are pressuring its profits, despite driving sales growth in the June quarter, reports Aryaman Gupta. The company has been expanding its minute fulfillment centers with 300 such stores for Flipkart and 60 for Myntra for rapid delivery. And finally, one of the leading names in India's real estate industry, Abhinandan Lodha, spoke to Shiladitya Pandit and Deborshi Chaki on land, legacy, and the changing nature of real estate investments in the country. That's all for today's episode. Thank you for tuning in. If you have any feedback or topics you'd like to discuss, feel free to reach out to us. Until then, stay informed and stay ahead with Money Control.